Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We're seeing across the country a stigma on all veterans, an assumption that we all have a mental health disorder called PTSD. And that, we believe, has bled over into our attempt to get employment. A fear of employers that all of us have this mental health disorder and are ticking time bombs. That's a misperception of how PTSD affects people, the small minority, but there's a fear that somehow we're all super violent, going to be aggressive, and that's not true. So I want to be real clear with your listeners. First, the number of people plagued by post-traumatic stress disorder is a very small number compared to the 2 million plus that have served overseas. Resources for those are immense today compared to previous generations of combat veterans. And the military does not stigmatize those seeking help for the trauma they've experienced in war. So better resources available, more resources available, better support from the chain of command at just a time when I think our media, with goodwill and good intention, is overusing a term and unwittingly leading to the stigmatization of a whole generation of veterans who serve proudly and are adjusting well. So that's a lot to say about PTSD. It's not a common refrain, and I'm sure open for your listeners to question me on that, but the research will back me, and the significant leaders of our medical community and our military community would back what I'm saying today.
John, it reminded me, I just wrote down a couple words you were talking about, empathy and community. Seems like those two really for the church to really stand in the gap, that we really need equal parts of those two, don't we?
We do, and that's our strength, church, and let's get excited about this. America is selling people on one-to-one therapy as your solution. I got it. That's important. I'm all in favor of it, but community is where we find wholeness, not individualism. Bottling up your trauma and keeping it to yourself is not healthy. Sharing with another person's a good start, but being in a community of people seeking to follow God and live according to His will is where your ultimate health is. That's why we need the church now more than ever. We're fragmenting as a society, and I think it's contributing to our trauma. It lessens our resilience. The most resilient people live deeply embedded in community. This idea that you can be a Christian without the church is not biblical. The strongest people live in community, and times are going to get harder, brothers and sisters, not easier. Get rooted in a community. Yes, it's full of sinners. It's not the best church in the world. If you find that church, don't join it. You'll ruin it. All churches have flaws, but community is where it's at if you want to be resilient.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.